FM 89, WVTF Roanoke, for fine music and timely public affairs programs, a service of Virginia Tech.
And welcome back to Lisner Auditorium in Washington, D.C. If you just tuned in along the network, we're here this afternoon with 1,500 of our closest friends enjoying some good bluegrass music. I mentioned earlier that we're having a beautiful day. Chilly, but, you know, pretty. Wouldn't you say this is a nice day for February? Sure. Sunny skies. A couple of weeks ago that we had one heck of a snowstorm, and it's not anything that would impress you people listening to us in Wisconsin or Alaska, but it was, what do we have, 21 inches or 24 or something outrageous? 24 in the suburbs, all right. In the city, the streets, of course, never got plowed, and they have one snow plow here in the district, and it keeps running up and down Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah, you noticed it too, didn't you? Our mayor here is always on top of things. The citizens were getting a little irate because on the side streets for like 4 days, nobody could get out to go to the store or get to work, and the cars were all buried. So our mayor called a press conference and looked in the H&R Blunt bureaucrat's book of snow removal, looked right into the television cameras and told us all that it'll melt. And it did, I'm happy to say. It took 2 weeks, but it's all gone. If you had to pick out one group that's introduced bluegrass music to more new people than any other, I think you'd have to pick on this one right here. There are a lot of bluegrass groups around that play good, have two or three good pickers in the bunch, and there are a few bluegrass groups around that have some good singers, and we heard one earlier that can do both very well. And this is one here that really touches all the bases. Several of the major publications across the country have called this band a supergroup, and I don't think that's overstating it at all. They're all great players, they're all great singers, they're all songwriters who have songs published and recorded. And it is always a great pleasure for me to introduce these gentlemen. And I'm sure they need no introduction, and as soon as somebody says that, you know they're going to give them one. Let's make some noise now that you're warmed up, ladies and gentlemen, for the Seldom Seen.
I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Just for a short vacation, I went down to Mexico. Didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so.
And I took advantage of a girl that loved me so. But I found myself thinking when the time had come to go.
What is I doing hanging around?
I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
She took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time to talk. And she told me that she loved me not with words but with a kiss. But I just kept on thinking of the train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging around?
I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Well, it's been a year or so, and I want to go back again. If I get the money, I'll ride that same old train.
But I guess your chances come with once, and boy, I sure miss mine. But I can't help wondering when I'll hear some whistle cry.
what is I doing hanging around here?
I should be on that train go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio.